tell me a little bit about why you decided that you wanted to come forward.
I think from the beginning, when Joe, George, and I first started talking about it, I think that I understood that at some point there was going to have to be, for lack of a better term, a face to this. I think America tends to have ADD when it comes to issues and topics. And I don't want this to be something that people grab onto for a week and then forget about. I want this to be at the forefront of everybody's mind for a long, long time, because we're talking about the protection of our children, and I think that's something that's really, really important.
Yeah, even though this particular, you know, he's not even a priest anymore, but, you know, what do you see as if that you get the outcome you want? What are your hopes?
Wow, that's a really good question. I think for me, and I think that he is a spoke, if we can look at it as in terms of like a bicycle wheel. He's a spoke, and I'm going after the hub. Basically, what I'm trying to get out there and what I'm trying to change is to get people to come forward and get people to stand up, even if you haven't been abused, even if you're not a survivor, is to really change the way these people do business. And you have to think about it like that. This is standard operating procedure for these churches and these congregations and these people, that they want to, instead of solving the problem and stopping the problem, they don't care about us. They don't care about the kids. They don't care about anything but their own selves and their own reputations. So they just shift these people from place to place to place, and they, in a sense, almost become victims themselves, because they're not getting the help that they need, obviously, and they're just left to abuse more and more and more children, and they just leave a wake of destruction behind them. And we have to strike at the heart of the problem, of the issue, and really get these people to understand that us as a society and us as a world we're no longer going to allow this to occur. We're going to change that, and you're going to, you know, if it's turning these people in, if it's sending them to some kind of treatment facility, whatever the case may be, but they're not allowed to be priests anymore. They're not allowed to be around kids anymore, and we're just not going to let you operate this way anymore.
So, do you think the Santa Rosa Diocese knew that they had a problem priest on their hands when they placed then Father McCabe in the diocese?
I absolutely think they knew. I don't think there's a question. I really don't understand how anybody that really researches the story can think anything different. And more than likely, what had happened is it was a "you do this for me, I'll do this for you later on down the road" kind of thing. Is my feeling. I'm not saying that that's what happened, but you know, this guy that sent him to America knew he was a problem. And you know, as it happens, you know, if you make friends higher up the board, just like any corporation, you're going to get favors later on down the road. So for Hurley, he sees himself doing somebody a favor. Maybe he gets comped later on down the road.
And what was the impact on your life? I mean, how old were you when this started to occur, the abuse started to occur?
You know, I was around 10 or 11. I don't think there's a phase of my life that hasn't been touched. You can't really put your finger on one thing. It's impacted everything. Anger issues. I wasn't an alcoholic, but I drank a lot, because you're trying to take the pain away. You don't know why it's there. You don't know why you feel different. You don't know why you don't quite fit in with everyone. You think it's just normal adjustment, but realistically, as you're looking back, you're like, this affected everything. And to this day, it affects everything.
Are you still angry at McCabe?
No. Sometimes I feel like I should be. That's a pretty horrible thing to do to a person. But it's not... I'm concerned and I'm saddened that a human being, a servant of God, would put Father McCabe in a position to allow him to hurt children. In some ways, he was victimized as well. I don't think there's anyone could ever have thought he was going to be any different. He had a pattern of behavior, and they just allowed him to continue that. And they did nothing to prevent it.